Alright. Whoa, it's freezing back there. Everybody say yo.
Yo.
Say yo.
Yo.
I feel much better now. I got good tempo. I didn't miss a beat. These are songs that I do around the house, you know. And this is the songs I grew up with. A lot of people think that I grew up to rock and roll. Some people. And I didn't. There was no rock and roll when I was a kid. So I'd tune into those high-powered southern stations, listen to Howlin' Wolf. And there was a guy in my neighborhood, a superintendent named Willie Green, used to play me Blind Willie Mattel songs and stuff like that, you know. This is a Blind Willie Mattel song. Somebody asked me, they said, is this album a stretch for you? I said, Teenager in Love was a stretch for me. I love that song, though. We got mama turn your lamp down low. We got mama from your door. Biggie left Savannah, Lord, he wouldn't stop. Y'all saw your colored father when he got that jack. Boy, Lord, I reached over in the corner, hand me down my traveling shoe. Something telling me, people, I got the Statesboro blues. You know, mama died, left me reckless. Daddy died, drove me wild. Mama died, left me reckless. Daddy died, it drove me wild. I'm some sweet woman's angel child. You know, I once loved a woman better than I've ever seen. You know, I once loved a woman better than I've ever seen. Doggone queen, doggone queen. You know, sister tell your brother, brother tell your cousin, cousin tell your uncle, uncle tell your best friend. You know, I'm going to the country. Mama, don't you wanna go? You know, my mama had 'em, my daddy had 'em, my sister got 'em, I got 'em. Guess what? Grandma and Grandpa had them too. I say, wake up, mama. Turn the lamp down low. Wake up, mama. Turn the lamp. From your home. Wake up, mama. Turn the lamp down low, low.
Thank you.
I forgot to use my tremolo. I brought the pedal all the way here. Yeah. Okay. Blind Willie McTell didn't have a tremolo, did he? No. I call the album Bronx in Blue because I don't sing black, I don't sing white, I sing Bronx, you know? It's what would you say? Black music filtered through an Italian neighborhood comes out with an attitude. Yo. I drive my wife crazy. I've been married 42 years. I know Susan. I know Susan 50 years. You know, I met her in the Bronx. I was playing with a pedal push. The zippers on the bottom of her pedal pushers. And she said, get out of here. And I was in love, you know. I just wanted to, you know. And what happened, I get a song like this, and, you know, I sing it around the house, you know. She still says, get out of here, you know. They call me Sweet Papa D, cause I'm slamming and tall. But when it comes time to get my ashes hauled, I'll let my baby do that. I'll let my baby do that. I let my baby do that, and he is my word, mine. I got a red Corvette, and I got a strict rule. It gets too hot, I want my engine to cool. I let my baby do that. I let my baby do that. I let my baby do that, and he is my word, mine. Hey, baby. Oh, darling. But any easy loving baby goes on here. I let my baby do that. I let my baby do that. I let my baby do that, and give my word, mine. Well, you can drink my liquor, join my show. But any baby needs a baby gun and dough. I let my baby do that. What you say? Get out of here. My word, mine. Oh, baby. I'll be my dear. Baby. Oh, let a girl love what you keep me satisfied. Well, you can drink my coffee, use my cream. Come to love and me, that gonna be in the dream. I let my baby do that. I let my baby do that. I let my baby do that, and he's my word, mine. Yeah. Okay, this here's a song. When I was a kid, you know, I got a hit record, and I went out to the Brooklyn Fox from the Bronx. That was like a foreign country. And I was out there, and I grew up like to Jimmy Reed songs and Hank Williams songs. And like I said, I used to tune in those high-powered southern stations and get some of this blues stuff and John Lee Hooker and all that kind of stuff. And I fell in love with it, you know, and that was kind of odd from a kid from Little Italy. You know, they were like, what's... But, you know, I found out at a young age that I could take the guys in the neighborhood on a trip. You know, I'd sit on a stoop. You know, and you could sing like, no one knows what I go through. And they go, oh, that's great. Sing it again, you know. But if you ever told that, if you ever said that to somebody, they'd kick your head in, you know. No one knows what I go, you know. So I found out real early on you could take these guys on a trip and not threaten them, you know. And it was fun. It was like a secret for me, because I grew up in a house with a lot of conflict, people always arguing, the rent, the date, about, oh, it was driving. And I found out I could write a song and kind of end the conflict with it. Like you could write, could I tell some, do I have time to tell stories on? Oh, I do? No. Okay. I don't know. Never been here. But you could write a song like, Here I am, girls, standing in the rain, going around inside a hurricane, baby. I want to ride with you. I want to ride with you, baby. That's all I want to do. And he said, you know, nobody knows exactly how I feel. My mind feels like it ain't got no driving wheel, baby. I want to ride with you. I want to ride with you, baby. That's all I want to do. And then you could end the conflict. You go, everybody's got to make a change sometime. My heart has turned towards the sunshine, baby. I want to ride with you. Yeah. I want to ride with you, baby. That's all I want to do. You know, like that. So it was like my world come down like to a 3-minute thing, and I, you could end the conflict. I mean, not that I have to do that today, but back then it was like a bit of salvation for me, you know. And this here song, I was telling you about going out to the Brooklyn Fox, and you know, the first show I was on was like Chuck Berry, Little Richard, Fats Domino. I mean, I was sitting on a stool with Fats Domino. And man, that man, you know, like, I said, Fats, who did, you know, because he would play things like, when Whippoorwill call, and the evening is night, I hurry to my blue heaven. I turn to the right, just a little bright light, I'm happy in my blue heaven. You'll find a cozy place, a fireplace, a cozy room, a little nest that nestles where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, baby makes three. I'm happy in my blue heaven. You know, like, that's Domino, man. That's, you know, I'm sitting on a piano stool with him while he's singing that at a Ricky Nelson birthday party one time. And there wasn't a lot of room on the piano stool, but I was sitting there with him. And I said, Fats, who did you listen to as a kid? And he said, I didn't Antonio San Fontana and Kenny Fontonio Fontownson. And I said, what? And he repeated it. And I never talked to him again because I was like, I didn't know what he was talking about. But I was in at the Brooklyn Paramount. Sorry, Brooklyn Fox. And I was playing some blues. And, you know, Howlin' Wolf was back there, and Howlin' Wolf was 6'6", man. He had shoes like, whew. He was like, if you didn't know him, and I didn't at the time, you know, he was an intimidating looking guy. And he said, where do you, you know, Bo Diddley and him, they put their heads in the dirt. Where do you learn how to play guitar like that? I thought I was going to die that day, you know. And I just got tongue-tied, you know, and I thought about it, and I said, I listened to records. And there was a silence. And they both looked at each other and said, yeah, me too, yeah, okay. I said, I think I'm going to live, you know. But I got this right from a Howlin' Wolf record. And somebody told me Billie Holiday did it. I never heard her version. You know the way I feel. Well, don't you call me fat, because I'm built for comfort. I ain't built for speed. I'm got everything done, you know, you little girls need. Some folk rip and run, some folk but if you want me, baby, you're gonna have to take your time. I'm built trumpet. Oh, little girl, I ain't built for speed.
XPN. You're listening to our live broadcast from World Cafe Live downstairs. I'm Helen Light. Actually, this is a unique, different experience today. It's actually a storyteller giving the music to us, so I really am enjoying listening to the stories behind the music. So thank you, Dan, for sharing in a very different way. Don't you agree?
My pleasure. Great to be here. It's an honor. It's a privilege.
Your new CD, Bronx and Blue, as you just said, is just out, and you're in talking about that. And I just wanted to find out about how you decided and who talked you into it. I had read that Bonnie Raitt had said, come on, Dion, do it. But what really happened? How did you do this CD?
Well, over the years, Helen, like Bonnie Raitt, it's true. I used to play the main point down here. Remember that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Bill Scarborough's place. And Dick Waterman, who was a blues connoisseur, used to had an apartment down here, like from 69 to 72, something like that. And every time I'd come down, I had Abraham Martin and John out. It was sold about 4 million copies that
Yay.
Song. And so I was, he'd always have Lightning Hopkins at his house or Sun House or, man, Fred McCoy. I don't know. You know, these guys that, incredible. And Bonnie Raitt was there. I think he was managing Bonnie Raitt at the time. She just started. And we became friends. And over the years, she'd go, when are you going to make that blues out? You do that blues stuff. You know, I thought, I grew up with it, but I got into hit records. I was doing it's the same thing, but I love a girl and Ruby is her name. You can hear it's not a stretch what I've been doing, right? but and then over the years, you know, Van Morrison, who went, hey, why don't you do some of that stuff, you know? And Little Steven used to bug me all the time. But it wasn't until I did Fresh Air with Terry Gross at NPR, true story. I was telling stories. I was, you know, it was an interview show, and I would punctuate the stories with songs. You know, I'd say, I grew up to, I left my home down on the road around. I told my pa I'm going stepping out and get the honky-tonk blues. Yeah, the honky-tonk blues. Oh, Lord, I got the honky-tonk blues. And I get off, you know, we finally finished the hour at the Terry Gross show, and the whole studio, people in the studio, including her, they go, why don't you record all that stuff you've been telling us about, you know? And lo and behold, you know, I used to toss it off. But Richard Goddard from the Orchard Records, he called me up and he said, he was listening to the interview, and he kind of spearheaded the eye. He said, you know, you got to get in the studio. I'll put you in the studio, do that. So I went in and cut it just the way I'm talking to you guys and singing these songs. And people really liked it. They're liking it. So it's a heartfelt labor of love. I feel so blessed that I got to do it, because all these guys like Jimmy Reed and, you know, John Lee Hooker, they opened up my whole world, you know, and gave me this form of music that just has been keeping me young all these years.
Well, all the best. Again, the new CD is Bronson Blue. Our guest for the Free at Noon concert in Philadelphia, Dion.
Really? I put this song on the album. I wrote it because, to me, it kind of take a little highs off the monitor, just the hair. But got the guitar. I mean, this song kind of captures what the whole album's about. Because for me, growing up, country music and blues, if you put those together, I could show you musically that's what we called rock and roll in the 50s. And I would think I'm a first generation rock and roller, you know. I am a first generation rock and roller. And thank you. So, like, you know, like Chuck Berry was doing like country music, and Fats Domino was singing blues in a major key, and, you know, it's all this kind of good stuff. And so I put it together just to show people how it, you know, merged into rock and roll. So looky here, looky down, baby, where do you think I am? Whoa, looky here, looky down, where do you think I am? Whoa, if you wanna rock and roll, babe, I don't, you know I can. I'm going near, I'm going far, way up high and down below. I'm going near, going far, high down below. If you wanna rock and roll, baby, won't you let me know? Told her brother, mama told her cousin, to the woman, got a mind, knows exactly what you're gonna do. Drop down, baby. Oh, let your daddy see. You wanna rock and roll, mama? Whoa, I can set you free. Puppy dog, you go from east to west. Puppy dog, you go from east to west. You wanna rock and roll, mama? I'm the best. Oh, downtown, baby, little girl, won't you have your fun? Little girl, sit. Oh, if you wanna rock and roll, little girl, no, down, you know I'm ready. Okay, this next song is, this has been done by a lot of people. But I kind of explored the spiritual angle of it. Because, that's where I felt the song was coming from, so that's what I did. Now, if this thing, you know, I bought this thing in tune. I don't know. When I bought it, it was... Never learned how to tune it. But we'll try it. Distress. I tell you, it's good to be here. Philadelphia. Good rock and roll town, you know? I don't know exactly what I'm doing. I'm just picking some songs out. It's pretty early. Huh? Yeah. Let me I'll do that. Well, let me do it next. Let me do a song here that I should have a band for this, but I'll try it with you guys. You look like you're a sucker for anything. It's like the old guys here, like let him do what he wants. I've been so blessed, you know. It's kind of cool that to be here with you today. This is one of the times I was down in Philly with Lightning Hopkins. He used to play this song. I do it my own way, but this is his song. It's just it's what it is. Hey, it's on the album.
Sonny boy,
look what's happening to you.
You better stop drinking that gin, sonny boy. Oh, it's gonna mess up your mind. You'll find by and by. You better stop drinking that wine, sonny boy. Or can't you hear your mama calling you?
Up, you're gonna wind up all alone.
Everybody look out for a home. Nobody wants to be alone. No, you better stop drinking that wine, sonny boy. Why don't you drink some hot green tea, sonny boy? Sweet Sue, you better stop drinking that wine, sonny boy. Yeah, you better stop popping those pills, sonny boy. You better stop popping those pills, sonny boy. Or if you don't stop using those drugs, you're gonna bring on those evil chills. You better stop popping those pills, sonny boy. Hey, you better live it one day at a time. Come on, you better live it one day at a time. Oh, yeah. You better stop drinking that wine, sonny boy.
Well, that thing is like kind of personal to me too, because you know, they say if you remember the 60s, you really weren't there. I was drinking and using and doing this and doing that. I don't, you know, there's like three stages to doing that stuff the way I did it. You know, like first stage, you take some drugs, you have some fun. Second stage, have some fun and problems. The third stage is nothing but problems. That's where that song comes from. Somebody told me, you need help, you know, so I got on my knees and April 1st, 1968, I said, God, you got to help me. I haven't had a drug or a drink for 38 years. So that's where all that, you know, I wish I could do a couple of more, we don't have, how much time do I have? How much time do I have, Helen?
2 hours.
Well, you know, maybe I'll... Let me do two songs. Do I have time for two songs? Okay. Being I told that story. And for me, you know, my upbringing in my house, my parents were so busy. They had wonderful qualities. They were working so hard. They really were so busy meeting our needs. They didn't know how to meet the emotional needs, sort of. They were like, you know, like my father was like an emotional 13-year-old, you know. And I mean, he's sweet. I take him for ice cream. Everything was all right. You rub him on the head, you know. But he was a strong guy, man. He would, you know, dive off the bridges at City Island in the Bronx. And, you know, he swam in the East River. And, you know, when you swim in the East River, you're immune to every disease imaginable on the face of the planet. And he was. And never took an aspirin, you know. He died last year at 92, but he was like Superman. But anyway, but where I got my kind of foundation was from the church. I remember it was Monsignor Penacone. Yeah, he became a bishop. But Mount Carmel Catholic Church was the hub of my neighborhood. And it seemed like Bishop Penacone was always standing at the open door of the church. My mother must have called him, because every time I passed that place, he was there. And, you know, like in the mid-50s, I was 15, you know, I got my collar up, I'm like the rebel king, I'm bopping along, I just saw a rebel without a cause, and he just, yo, Dion, come over here. I go over there, he says, what's this Rebel Without a Cause? Oh, it's James Dean, Father. You know, it's a good movie. But no. Why rebel without a cause? Rebel for the truth, Dion. Oh, yeah, Father, I'm going to do that. I'll see you later. You know? I didn't know what he was talking about. And then I'd be coming back the next day, strolling along. He'd say, hey, yo, Dion. Come over here. It's better to be clean than to be clever. It's good to be clever, but it's better to be clean than to be clever. Oh, yo, Father, I took a shower. No, Dion, clean in the soul. In the, you know. And, oh, yeah, Father, I think about that. You know. I got to go get some cigarettes. No, I better not buy those cigarettes today, you know. Then I'd be passing by the next time. He'd say, what makes a man happy? And I'd say, you know, I wanted to say, you know, sex, drugs, rock and roll. I'm trying to get close to Susan, you know, Father. Any way I can, you know. I'm trying to impress that girl. But he said, the virtuous man is a happy man. St. Thomas Aquinas. I remember this stuff. But, I mean, even though I got lost, stayed down and I didn't know what he was talking about, because the virtuous man is a happy man. I take 15 steps and I turn around and I go, this was the wrong question to ask. What's virtue? Did I get a hug? Well, I'm glad you asked. Come in the office for a minute. And he taught me about virtue. Oh, you know. Prudence, a word we really used to use on the streets of the Bronx, you know. Prudence, says St. Thomas Aquinas, doing the right thing at the right time in the right way for the right reason. And you know, when I started growing up, I started realizing the guys who brought down that plane on 9/11 in Pennsylvania, Jewish, Catholic, Protestants. They were men of virtue. It was down in them when they had to, the wisdom, courage, honesty, faith, hope. They just made the decision in joy. They brought that thing down. You know what I'm talking about? They were wonderful men. And they didn't just do a heroic act. When I heard their wives talking, their whole lives were kind of formed for that one moment. You know, they had a higher calling that day. But anyway, the reason why I'm saying all this is because I wrote this song in 1980 when John Paul II was elected Pope. From Monsignor Penacconi, who I adopted as a spiritual father. Not a, you know, you got a heavenly father. I had an earthly father, but I adopted him in a way. And then it kind of transferred to John Paul when he came in. And it, you know, I decided to listen to him. So I wrote this song, and that's where this song comes from. So it's a kind of a rock and roll gospel song. Sneakers on my feet, I raced through early teenage years, and I dealt with all those nameless fears. Waiting as the school bell rang to drop my books and join the gang. In alley fights and stickball games, where passing girls wore dirty names. I can see my father's eyes in my memory, telling me Jesus died upon the cross, all was won and nothing lost, and son, the truth will set you free. I turned my collar, I combed my hair, I'd hide all the confusion there. When two dimes made my pockets ring, I was a wealthy New York king. Being cool by the candy store, I knew my world yet wanted more. My high school colors of black and blue, they would disturb my point of view. Over my shoulder, I can see my father's eyes in my memory, telling me Jesus died upon the cross, all was won, nothing lost, son, the truth will set you free. The street is a father now in slippered feet. He tells his son as years go by, God's the truth, hate's a lie. It's not what's in your pocket, son, but what's in your heart that makes us one. Over your shoulder and back through the gates, you will see your father eyes in your memory, telling you that Jesus died upon the cross, all was won and nothing lost,
set you free.
We'll do, now this, you want to know where this song come from, or should I just do it? Well, this is, you know, this is kind of like the white version of Hoochie Coochie Man and I'm a Man, you know? The Bronx rendition of those songs. Yeah, I'm a type of guy. And I like to roam around. I'm never in one place. I roam from town to town. Find myself falling for some girl. I hop into that car mine. Drive around the world. I'm a wanderer. I'm a wanderer. I'll get around, 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 around. You know in this floor on my left arm. Mary on my right. Janie is the girl I'll be with tonight. Little girl, ask me which one I love the best. I tail in my shirt, show a rosy on my chest. I'm a wanderer. I'm a wanderer. I'll get around. I'll get around. I'll roam from town to town. But I'm going away. I'm a type of guy, and I like to roam around. I'm never in one place. I roam from town to town, find myself falling for some girl. I hop in and that car mine. I drive around the world. I'm a wanderer. Oh, little girl, I get right, 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 round, right. Here's a story that must be told. Italian Tony, he just sold his house, car, all he got. Went to the States, opened the gates to crime. That's what he was doing, the gang. That's what he was doing, the people in doubt. They shouted out, the wanderer. That's what it's about. I said, yeah, yeah. I said, yeah, yeah. Look at, look at, look at, look at, look at him. Like I roam around, I'm never in one place. I roam from town to town. Fish loving the ocean, worms underneath the ground. Look at birds loving the treetops. Don't turn me down, I'm a wanderer. Oh, little girl, I'll get around. You know I roam. But I'm going away. Na 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 na, baby. Yeah, little girl, little girl. Come on, jump. Yeah, baby. I'm gonna travel round, 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 round. I'm a wanderer. Yeah, I'll get around, round, round. I don't kid around. I get around. Leave the gun, take the cannolis. God bless you. Thank you.
At 88.5 XPN. Our guest for today's Free at Noon. Thank you, Dion, for joining us.